Introducing
The Morning Playhouse.
So good.
I can dig that.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
But right now, for those questions that you have, ladies, about the enigma that is men, this is why we do the mantle.
It's raining men.
Every single Friday, Maggie and her gal pals sit around watching The Notebook, Sex and the City, eating Haagen-Dazs.
Well, yeah.
Drinking wine and writing these questions for Maggie's panel of men. Unfortunately, we were the closest she could find. Together, Rat and I are the mantle. Maggie, your questions today.
Okay, the first one. I get why you like huge boobs, but what's the fascination with the booty? Why do some guys like bigger butts?
Ah, gosh, I think just curves. We just like curves. We really, really do. The larger, the more spankable it is.
The more to look at?
The more to look at. I don't know.
I think the butts are different than the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the butts are more like a curiosity, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, if you see a butt that denies natural butt tendencies,
yeah,
you're like, what? How did that get that way?
Well, also, it's one of those things where you'll notice the things that men seem to gravitate towards on your body are the things that it is impossible for us to be appropriately shaped that way. I mean, yes, you can be a chubby dude and have some boobs, kind of, but they're not the same. It's just, it's more of a chest roll than anything. Two little chest rolls. And you can get a thick behind as a guy, but again, it's not that, like, it doesn't have the bubble. Like, we can't be shaped that way. And I think we'd like it. We really do.
Okay.
We'd like it on you. I don't want to be shaped that way, but we'd like it on you.
Fair enough. Number two, we spend so much money and put so much effort into makeup. Do you feel like you even notice that we do?
No. And maybe I'm not, because I'm terrible. Even if you get a haircut, I'm not going to notice.
Okay.
Unless it's a super dramatic, like you just cut 8 inches off your head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't notice. And maybe I'm more like a natural makeup person, which probably takes more work than skanky makeup. But I just, I don't know, like, I feel like makeup is more for the other ladies than it is for the guys.
I think that if you look real good, we notice that we think you look good. But I don't think the male brain goes to the specifics like you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never going to look at a woman and be like, wow, I love her eyeshadow and that mascara really makes her eyeballs pop. You just think differently than we do, but if you look good, we notice
you'll look good.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes I think we have to see the non-makeup face
before
we can truly appreciate the makeup face.
And then with some people, we really appreciate the makeup face. And some people, you're like, oh, you don't even need makeup.
Right.
Some people do.
Some people do. Okay. Next one. Why do we always seem ready for the proposal faster than you're ready to do the proposing?
Well, I mean, commitment issues, I think, probably happen just a little bit more with men. But then additionally, think of where the pressure is on the proposal. You just have to accept. That is your role. That is what you do. We're responsible for the getting of the ring. We have to go talk to your dad if we're one of those types of guys, and that's terrifying. But then additionally, we have to deal with the fear of you saying no. The pressure's all on us.
See, and also, not to mention, there's a good chance you've spent 10 years fantasizing about this proposal.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of stress to make sure that that even comes close to matching what you've envisioned.
The bar is set so high for us, and all you need to do is go, yeah, I will, yeah, I'll marry you, yeah.
See, but for a lot of girls, that's just in your head. A lot of them are just like, hey, give me the ring. Like, I don't care.
He's getting on a knee. Yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes! Yes!
Honey, I'm tying my shoe. Yeah, are you okay?
Okay.
Next one.
That was one of the Maggie Zingers I liked so much.
Why didn't the guys' night stop when we got together? Isn't the whole point for picking up women?
Guys' night is not for picking up women.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if I'm going to pick up women, I don't want my guys anywhere near around because they're far more likely to hinder any picking up.
So you weren't a you didn't need a wingman kind of guy?
No, because my wingmen sucked. I never had good wingmen. This was all like a How I Met Your Mother fantasy that the wingman actually works. Most times, no.
I think the wingman that would you would think he was going to get her for you, but then he'd just stay up there and be like, ah, this one's mine.
I got
this. Exactly.
You son of a... I think that everybody just needs their vent time, their same gender, their buddy, his BS time. Talk about the other gender, your significant others, and just vent a little bit. And just same thing you do with the girls on the girls' nights.
Mm-hmm.
We just have less TV and ice cream. Or I really don't know what you do. We're not painting each other's nails.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, good to know. And your last one. Why is I'm not wearing underwear a sexy thing for you to hear us say? I just didn't want any panty line.
Well, yeah. Are you trying to tell me it's not sexy if we say?
I'm not wearing any underwear right now.
I think that it is, regardless of why you chose not to wear underwear, it strikes as an easier access type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, it's like, oh, I'm already halfway there. If you're going to rob a house, the one without the fence or a security system, that's the one you're going to go to first.
It is. It's like saying, you know what? There's something amazing behind this curtain.
Yeah.
Now I want to see what's behind the curtain.
Now,
not
all
another
I have
curtain.
To do, yeah. I'm especially being able to get a skirt or a dress on or something. I'm like, it's right there. Everything I wanted is right there. It's right there.
I'm so close.
Now I don't have to go through that exertion of grabbing them and pulling downward. That is so tiresome.
Also, as you point out, if they're wearing a skirt or a dress, then why is he getting down on one knee?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Does that answer your questions at all?
Sure. Good enough.
Sure.
I feel like in this, we just kind of prove everything you hoped wasn't going to be the answer, and you become sadder for our gender.
I just make up my own in my head as you guys speak.
I will say this. We've done the mantle a couple of times now, and we've yet to have a guy be like, that's not, no.
Wrong, yeah.
How dare you speak for us? They're totally happy with everything we've come up with.
I don't think you guys are doing that bad.
I think we're doing all right. This has been the mantle.
It's raining men.
Y94 Morning Playhouse.
There are many things seriously wrong with me.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And not quirks either. Like diagnosable psychological problems.
Y94.